Hello and hola. This is your One Football World Cup briefing, coming to you straight from our AI newsroom. Let's hear the biggest football stories of the day.
Switzerland have booked their place in the World Cup quarterfinals for the first time in 72 years, edging Colombia 4-3 in a dramatic penalty shootout on Tuesday in Vancouver, following a goalless draw after extra time. The victory ends a remarkable wait, stretching back to 1954, when Switzerland last hosted and reached the same stage. Ruben Vargas, who had left training early the previous day due to injury, yet came on as a substitute in stoppage time, converted the decisive fifth penalty to send his side through. Colombia's hopes were undone by a combination of poor finishing and sharp goalkeeping, with defender Davinson Sanchez striking the crossbar and goalkeeper Gregor Kobel saving Cucho Hernandez's attempt. John Lukumi also saw a header hit the crossbar during extra time, underscoring Colombia's misfortune and wastefulness in front of goal. Switzerland were themselves shorthanded throughout, missing midfielder Johan Manzambi, one of the tournament's breakout stars with 3 goals, who had been injured in training the day before, robbing them of both their most dangerous attacking options. Colombia had dominated in terms of possession and chances, with only Belgium having attempted more shots in the tournament, yet their efficiency in front of goal told a damaging story. Since their opening 3-1 win over Uzbekistan, Colombia managed just twice in 4 matches, despite averaging an expected goals figure of 2.0 per game. Substitute Jamintin Campaz wasted their clearest opportunity late in extra time, failing to even hit the target, while Luis Suarez had earlier missed a similar opening. For Colombia, the exit is a painful conclusion. The team had failed to qualify for the last World Cup in 2022, and had hoped to match their 2014 quarterfinal run. Switzerland will now face defending champions Argentina on Saturday at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri, a side that defeated Egypt 3-2 earlier the same day. As reported across outlets, Switzerland's chances in that encounter may hinge significantly on whether the 20-year-old Manzambi can recover in time, with concerns that without his runs from deep, even a struggling Argentine defense may prove too much. Argentina have advanced to the quarterfinals of the 2026 World Cup after one of the tournament's most dramatic comebacks, beating Egypt 3-2 in a last 16 clash that has since been engulfed in controversy. Lionel Scaloni's side found themselves 2 down after Yasser Ibrahim headed Egypt in front and Mostafa Zico finished off a counterattack in the 67th minute, with Lionel Messi also missing a penalty that could have pulled one back. Yet Argentina refused to surrender, with Cristian Romero, Messi, and Enzo Fernandez all scoring in an extraordinary 13-minute fight back, the winning goal coming from Fernandez via a headed effort deep into stoppage time. ITV Sport pundit Roy Keane said his voice was gone after the match, describing it as exactly why people love the game. BBC Sport's Paul Robinson acknowledged Egypt's deep frustration, noting that a second Egyptian goal was disallowed for an infringement that appeared to occur almost on their own touchline, while Gary Neville was sharply critical of Manchester United defender Lisandro Martinez, arguing the center back switched off for a split second before Egypt's opening goal. Argentina will now face the winner of Switzerland versus Colombia in the quarterfinals, with a potential semifinal against England awaiting if the Three Lions get past Norway. However, the manner of the victory has drawn fierce condemnation from Egypt's camp. Star player Mostafa Zico said the trophy is directed towards Argentina, while coach Hossam Hassan went further, suggesting pressure had been placed on French referee Francois Letexier, and that Lionel Messi's continued presence in the tournament may have been a factor in how decisions fell. Hassan said he told the referee directly that what was happening was not fair, vowed he would never watch the World Cup again, and also criticized the midday kickoff time, arguing no one who had ever played football would schedule a match at noon. Egypt had a goal disallowed and felt they were denied a penalty before Fernandez's decisive intervention, and the controversy surrounding the match is unlikely to fade quickly. Jurgen Klopp is heading back to the dugout, this time as Germany's next national team manager. Klopp confirmed to German TV station Magenta that the German Football Federation has approached him following Julian Nagelsmann's resignation, and he made clear he is ready for the challenge, saying he feels more than recharged after stepping away from Liverpool roughly 2 years ago. A clause in his existing contract with Red Bull is reported to allow him to take the role. Analysts are already predicting what his starting 11 might look like, with Bayern Munich midfielder Joshua Kimmich expected to return to his natural central midfield position after Nagelsmann controversially deployed him at right back. Young talents like 22-year-old Alexander Pavlovich and 23-year-old Nathaniel Brown, who recently signed for Bayern Munich, are tipped to feature heavily in Klopp's plans.
Florian Wirtz and Jamal Musiala are expected to lead the attacking line, with Klopp having already publicly expressed his faith in Musiala's recovery from serious injury suffered at the Club World Cup a year ago. Germany's next chapter under Klopp is shaping up to be a fundamental reset, and by his own words, that reset is well overdue.
Thanks for listening. This World Cup briefing is based on reporting from OneFootball and its news partners and was produced with the support of artificial intelligence and Artically. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, errors cannot be completely ruled out, and we therefore accept no liability for the content. Thank you for your spirit of innovation. Enjoy the podcast and the FIFA World Cup.